It's on Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. A doctor who kills people deliberately. That is the subject of a new documentary, The Sandman. It follows Dr. Carlo Musso, an Atlantan who's executed Georgia's death row inmates since 2003. The short film was based on interviews with Dr. Musso talking about why he does or did this job.
My role in execution is one of end of life, is one of compassion for an individual who is about ready to die. Instead of a carcinoma, that individual is dying of a court order.
With us now is Lauren Knapp, director of The Sandman. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Now, Dr. Musso actually doesn't do this anymore. Is that correct?
Correct. As far as I know, he stopped participating last spring.
How did you convince him? It's clear from the documentary that this troubles him, that this is something that's on his mind a lot, his role in these executions. How did you convince him to do all these interviews and be so open about it?
So I was, when I reached out to him, I was very interested in just hearing his perspective and hearing his point of view. I saw him as somebody who's in this kind of, in this predicament, trapped between sort of the medical guidelines and the medical ethics and this position where he feels that he can be an agent of good. In this position, and I was just really interested in hearing his perspective and how he kind of understood his role in that place.
Well, let's hear a little bit of his voice from the documentary. It sounds as though it was almost a business decision at the beginning. Here he is just talking about when he was first asked to do this.
You know, shortly after our company started growing, I got a phone call from the Department of Corrections about helping out with the execution process, which here in Georgia is lethal injection. Sometimes in life, you have to take the bad with the good. And it's part of being a leader. It's part of being a totality of a healthcare solution.
What did he say about weighing that? I mean, what for him did you find were the pros and cons?
Right. So I think that part of the interview was pretty telling. He started his business, which provides healthcare to correctional facilities throughout Georgia and three other states in around 2000. And then in 2004, the team that participated in executions, the medical team stepped down and the Department of Corrections needed to find a new person to fill the spot. And so they reached out to Dr. Musso. And that at that point, he was still growing his business within Georgia. And so, as he says, you know, he wanted to be a totalitarian of a healthcare solution for the Department of Corrections. And so he goes on to say that he went to witness an execution to kind of see what exactly it would entail. And I think both the idea that he needed to really own the totality of the total of providing healthcare within the system, and also him seeing his role as somebody who could help alleviate suffering potentially in an execution, those combined to have him make his decision to participate and to participate for as long as he did.
So let's make it clear from the beginning that Dr. Musso does not actually support capital punishment. Here he is again.
Mm-hmm. I'm not an advocate for capital punishment. It's ultimately arbitrary and very expensive and not necessary.
And in fact, he ended up paying a price to a certain extent for his role in this when it was discovered that he was connected.
When local media leaked out that I was the physician that was participating in the execution process, I was contacted by advocacy groups to stop my participation. They oftentimes would protest in both my home and my office and send me emails and get on me with social media and even challenge my license.
So why did he continue to do it despite pressure?
I think for those same initial reasons that he first started, as he says, he imagined if it were him or one of his loved ones on death row, would he want a doctor with his knowledge and skill set there in case something did go wrong? And his answer is consistently yes. When in our very last interview, the last time that I saw him, he had made the decision to stop participating. And part of that decision was because he wanted to become a more vocal advocate for physician participation in executions. And since then, I know he has had one debate at with the Georgia Health Correctional Physicians Group. I can't remember the name of it exactly off the top of my head, but he definitely was interested in becoming a more vocal advocate for his role.
And in fact, he brings up a kind of a good point about those who criticize him taking a role at all. Here he is.
I don't think people who believe that physicians shouldn't be involved in execution would say the same for a priest. Being at the bedside at the time of an individual's death, particularly if he wanted that.
How long ago did you last speak with Dr. Musso?
We last spoke the last time I was there shooting, which would have been February of last year, February 2016. And then we've had a little bit of communication through email, but pretty minimal since then. And I mean, I think that that last soundbite that you played is an interesting one, because it's an interesting comparison, but I think it's a false comparison, which I kind of respond to in the film, in the interview.
You do,
But the idea that a priest or a rabbi being at the bedside, that person is there to help. To directly help the person who's being executed, and usually at the request of that person. The person who's being executed does not have a choice as to whether or not they want the doctor there, and the doctor there is not, he's not their patient. He or she is not the doctor's patient. And so it's a very different relationship. And the presence of a priest or clergyman is also not kind of giving this the sense of sanitization to the execution in the same way that a doctor might, or that the use of medical tools and drugs might.
Although, you know, we heard earlier he compared participating in the execution as treating a patient dying of cancer, except in this case he said the individual is dying of a court order. To what extent did you feel that he had to distance himself from what he was doing, or did you get the sense that he was fully involved?
I think that it would be very difficult for anyone in that situation to be fully present in a way. I think you have to emotionally distance yourself when you're in those positions. I think from the interviews that we did and my understanding, he was doing a job. And it was he didn't have a relationship with the inmates, the condemned individuals. He was simply there working for the Department of Corrections and doing a job and trying to be as professional as he could.
Now, you have views on the death penalty and on executions. Did you find that you learned something, or did your mind change over the course of making this film?
Yeah, and actually that was part of when I initially reached out to Dr. Musso. That was one of the very first things I told him, was that I am personally opposed to capital punishment, but I wasn't interested in making, you know, a protest film or an advocacy film. I was interested in looking at the complications that exist with people involved in it. And I still remain against capital punishment personally, but again, this film was more about the way that medicine was being used, or is being used, in executions. And in that regard, I don't know if my opinions changed, but I certainly developed a much more nuanced understanding of the role that medicine plays. I had come to it with this feeling that if we're going to be executing individuals, it should be in the most humane way possible. I think a lot of people share that idea. And I just assumed that a lethal injection is the most humane way to kill somebody. And I'm not positive. I'm not sure I agree with that 100% anymore, given the state of secrecy and the idea that we don't know exactly where drugs are coming from anymore. Yeah. I think it's become a lot more complicated.
That's Lauren Knapp, director of the new film The Sandman, that follows Carlo Musso, an Atlanta doctor that was responsible for executing inmates in the state of Georgia. We did invite Dr. Musso to join us for this conversation. He declined. The film plays tomorrow at the Atlanta Film Festival. Lauren, thank you so much.
Thank you.